Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. I hope yesterday everyone enjoyed yesterday's daf, which was all about the Seder. And B'ez Hashem, today we have more Yonim, not so much related specifically to the Seder, but other Dibri Agadata. And then tomorrow we get back to the next Mishnah, which is Mazgalo Koshlishi. Okay, we can start all the way from the last three words on Kuf Tes Zayin Abayis. Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim, which was the next part of the Mishnah, where we quote the end of Magid. Says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, Amar of Yochanan, Haleluka, the Kesika, Yedidya, Achasein. These words are all one word. Hallelujah together is one word. Kesika, which appears at the end of Parshas Bishalach, Kiyad al Kesika, also a reference to Hashem Hashem. Yedidya, the Yedid of Hashem, the friend of Hashem. Yedidya, all these are one word. Rav Amar, Lamai Nafkamin, if it's one word, what's a Shem Hashem and what's not a Shem Hashem? You have to know in terms of writing it, in terms of dealing it with kavod, without putting it into Shemus. These three are all, it's all one word. Rav Amar, Keska Umerchavya Achasi. Right, we have in Hallel. That's what this Gemara is here. Merchavya Achasi, that's also one word. Rav Amar, Merchavya Bilvad. Right, where the Rashbam on this is on the previous Amud. The Rashbam quotes where all these psukim are. Merchavkas, that also only Rabba says Merchavya is one word. Ibailahu Merchavya Rav Chizda Mai. What about Merchavya according to Rav Chizda, who did not talk about this? Take Ibailahu Yedidya Rav Mai, because they didn't talk about each of these names. Tashma Dama Rav Yedidya Nechlak Lishnayim. It's two words. Lefichach Yedid Chol Ka Kodesh. According to Rav, Yedidya is two words, and therefore just the word Yedid is not a Shem Kodesh, it's a Shem Chol, but Ka is Kodesh. Once Ka is written, so that's a Shem Kodesh. Ibai Lahu, finishing up, Haluka L'Rav Mai. So what about that word according to Rav? Tashma Dama Rav, Chazina Tilei Debei Chaviva. I saw the Tehillim in the house of Rabbi Chaviva. The Ksiv Bahu, Halalu B'chad Gisa, V'ka B'chad Gisa. And so it was written with a space in between. So I know that it's two different words. Upliga de Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And this, treating Haluka as two words, argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Dab Rabbi Shua ben Levi, my Haluka, Halaluku Behilulim Harbe. What does Haluka mean? It means praise Hashem with many praises. And if Haluka would be two words, it couldn't mean this. It could just Haluka, praise Hashem. So that, but Haluka, if it's one word, so then that could be one word with other words afterwards. So that's why Haluka, as two words, could be Haluka, which be only praise Hashem once. Haluka, Hilulim Harbe, the Rashbam explains, that's how it means two words. Upliga didei adidei. And there is a stira regarding this issue, even within Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi just said that Haluka is one word, and we have the Amir Bishop in two words, and now we have the Rishon Belevi Basar Ma'amaro Shel Shevach Nemar Sefer Tehillim. With ten Ma'amaros of praise, Tehillim was said. Ten different types of phrases, each with a different connotation, as the Gemara is going to explain soon. B'nitzuach, Lashon Olam Natzeach, B'nigun, B'maskil, B'mizmar, B'shir, B'ashrei, B'tehila, B'tila, B'hoda, B'halaluka. Gadol mikula and haleluka shekolo shem b'shevach b'bas achas, and that proves that Rav Shimon Levi holds it is one word if you add it up to make ten. So it's one word haleluka, and that's why we have a stira within Rav Shimon Levi. Period. So there's the Radak in his Hakdama to Tehillim talks about this Gemara. He talks about the difference between, says Tehillim asar ma'amar shel shevach no ma'amar b'sefer Tehillim. Tehillim we know is ksuvim. It's not neviim. Tehillim is one of the sifrei emet. Eov, Mishlei, Tehillim, those are called the Sifri MS, and that is in Tehillim. We know the Gemara says that Ksuvim was said Beruach HaKodesh, not Benevuah, hence the name Ksuvim and not Nevi'im. There is a discussion in the Achronim, and here in the Rishonim already, the Radak, what's the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah? The fact that we know Tehillim was written Beruach HaKodesh. So says the Radak, ki anavua hu davar bam al haadam shehu chachab shalebe bidosav. Navua is something that comes upon a person from the outside. Tavolo hanavua bachalo. Most of the time, it comes in a dream. Ubeis tavo ehu hanavua bahakitz. If the navua would come during the day while the navi is awake, yizbatlu kochosav haherger shiim. He'll lose all his faculties. One gets a navua, he's out. It's like he's unconscious. And he'll get a nevuah, somebody talking to him, or something talking to him, a vision. O yira dimyonos b'marehi, he'll see some type of dimyon. O lo yira shum tumuna, or he won't see anything. Ela yishma kol medaber imo. That's nevuah. Well, that's nevuah, not Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, we know, was different. One of the animamins, he had nevuah bas paklar yehameira. It was clear, it was as if pal pal daberbo. Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. And that's why he didn't have to, oh, he always had to be ready. Unlike all the other Nevi'im, where they required hachana to have nevuah. That's nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh is different, though. Ruach HaKodesh, says the Radak, who sheyia ha'adam ha'shalim mis'asek b'divrei ha'elokim. Somebody is involved in spirituality, in ruchnius. Shalem b'chol hergeshosav lo tespalo achas mehem. He'll be complete with all his hergeshim, and he'll be on a perfect plane of human existence. U'medaber mashav medaber keder kol adam. He won't lose his consciousness. He'll be awake. He'll be focused. Ela shema oreres oso ruach el yonis. Gosh Baruch Hu will give him a certain type of koach that will help him speak special thoughts. Speak divrei ruchnius, that he'll start spitting out shavach, he'll start spitting out different items. It won't be so much towards him. He'll receive a nevuah, and then afterwards he'll have to give that over to the Klal Yisrael, because nevuah is from the word niv. Niv svasayim means the expression of lips. Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something so that you tell Am Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh is different. It's more just according to the Radak, it's some type of a force, spiritual force that rests upon you, that gives you the koach to say divrei shavach. O divrei seichel u'musarim. Gam yitaber ho'asido, sometimes to say the future. B'siyua ha'eloki al koach ha'medaber. B'kol kochas ha'medaber. He's awake. That's Tehillim. That's one of the differences between the Nevi'im, and Tehillim. Tehillim was said, according to the Radak, with a special siyua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David HaMelech. That's how Tehillim was said. That's what Tehillim doesn't say history, doesn't say stories about what happened and what should be recorded. That's Nevuah. But Tehillim is based on Ruach HaKodesh, and that's different. Okay. Five lines up from where they get white. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shir Shabbat Torah, famous few lines. Shir Shabbat Torah, Moshe v'Yisrael Amrua. We'll make them famous now. Moshe v'Yisrael Amrua. So the Shir in the Torah. What does Shir in the Torah mean? Az Yashir. Az Yashir was said by Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. B'shah Sha'alu Min Hayam. At the moment that they went up from Kriyas Yamsuf. V'Halel Zemi Amru. That's who said Az Yashir. Who is the originator of Halel? So Halel is at the end of Tehillim. So we know at least David HaMelech said it. But who was the originator of Hallel? Who wrote the words? Who had the Ruach HaKodesh, right, that came up with the words? We know there are, as we'll see, there are some Tehillim that's attributed to Adam HaRishon. There's some Tehillim that's attributed to Avram. There's some Tehillim, Tefillah Moshe, we just said yesterday. Right? There's some Tehillim attributed to Moshe. So who's the originator of Hallel? Ask the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Nevi'im Shebeinehem. The Nevi'im amongst them, Tiknu lahem liYisrael. We'll see who that is. Or Misaki for Bnei Yisrael. Shahayu Omer Moso. Al Kol Perek Beperek. V'Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara. Shelo Tavo Aleihen. To say it at every time and about every Tzara. Rachmano Litzlan. Shelo Tavo Aleihen. That they should have come upon Kanal Yisrael. U'likishenig Alin. And when Bnei Yisrael get redeemed, Omrim Oso Al Geulasan, they say this Hallel on their Geula, on their redemption. This line is chock full of messages for us. First of all, Nevi'im Shebeinehem. Who are the Nevi'im Shebeinehem? So this Gemara, those words, is the basis for a major discussion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Sharash Rishon. The Rambam has all the Shirashim, all the rules and regulations at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he writes, this is what I'm going to count as a mitzvah daraisa, this is what I'm not going to count, I don't count parts of a mitzvah, all the different parts are one mitzvah, or the different parts of chalitza. You don't count the spitting as one part, and the taking off the shoe as another part. It's all one big mitzvah, that's one klal. Rambam has all different klalim. So the first shorish rishon, says the Rambam, I'm not going to count mitzvahs derabanan. Mitzvahs derabanan don't make it to the 613. Against the Bahag and other Geonim. That's where the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, a lot of it is attacking the Shita of the Bahag, who counts certain mitzvahs that the Rambam feels should not be counted. The Bahag counts certain mitzvahs derabanan in his 613. And the Rambam, in Shoresh Rishon, attacks one of those mitzvahs, which he does not like, is Hallel. The Rambam says all Hallel, we'll talk more about this in a minute, all Hallel is Darabanan. Whenever we say Hallel on a Yantif, it's a mitzvah Darabanan. It's not Daraisa. And the Baha counts it. The Baha counts Hallel as one of the 613. So the Ramban, in his defense of the Bahag, the Ramban's defense of the Bahag, here in Shoresh Rishon, he discusses Hallel. He says, Rambam, you agree that Tefillah is Daraisa. Right? So what's so bad? You say Tefillah, saying certain words every day is Daraisa. So what's so bad about saying Hallel? And the Ramban quotes a number of Gemaras to prove that it's not so bad to say Hallel is Daraisa, even if you don't want to say, like the Bahag counts other Darabanans that are counted. This could be Daraisa according to the Bahag. Why are you jumping on him? Says the Ramban, Im kein lo miyispal ala Hallel, should it's tavel la Moshe b'Sinai, sheyom release rabba moadeyem shira. This was commanded to Moshe at our Sinai, so Bnei Yisrael should say this at every Yatif. V'chein, he says, look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yizayin. Nevi'im Shebeneim. Who are the Nevi'im Shebeneim? What did the Gemara just say in the previous line? Moshe and Klal Yisrael. So it's also talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Hallel. Where's the source of it in the Torah? So either it's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, or it's part of the mitzvah of Uviyom Simchaschem v'Moadechem, the pasuk in Balozcha, Usakata b'Chatzosros al Alozeich v'Azivchei Shalmeichem. Maybe that's the source. Whatever the source, maybe it's Halacha Moshe v'Sinai, says the Rabban. But either way, it can be Daraisa. So this Gemara, says the Rabban, he thinks is one of the Gemaras that prove like the Shita of defends the Bahag that maybe it could be a mitzvah Daraisa, not pure Darabanan as the Rambam holds. That's point number one on Nevi'im Shebeneihem. Continuing the line we just read, it says that we say Hallel on every perek v'perek, al kol tzara v'tzara, ula kishenig olin, we say Shira. So look at Rashi. Rashi on the second line on top, al kol tzara, what do you mean you say Hallel on every tzara that should have come on upon them? Rashi says, lishna ma'al yehudanakat. It's just a euphemism. Klomar, shim chas v'shalom tavo tzara aleim, v'yivashu mimena, omer moso agu ulasan. No, it just means that if a tzara comes, and then they get redeemed, so then they can say Hallel. We'll talk about the last two words in a minute. It doesn't mean that this Hallel, of course you don't say Hallel on the tzara. This Hallel on perek for perek, the last two phrases should be read together. It says, say Hallel on every perek, every time, that's yantif, and then every tzara, and every geula. It really means a geula of the tzara. But look at the words don't say that. There's a vav. It says, alkal perek for perek, vi alkal tzara for tzara, ula kishen and galen. So again, the Rashbam and Rashi say no, tzara is not a separate mechayiv. But there's a thought we mentioned before that a number of the mefarshim, I have it here from the Hari Kedem, quotes Rav Soloveitchik on Chanukah. He goes, no, take the Gemara Kipshuto. There are three mechayivim for Hallel. Three mechayivim. Umashashish, give a mechayivim lomar Hallel. Perek v'perek, tzara v'tzara, geula v'yeshua. What does that mean? Perek v'perek, that means yantif. Every yantif you say Hallel. Tzara v'tzara, that means we don't just say Hallel for the geula, the eventual redemption. But we say Hallel, at least afterwards, for the tzara itself. When we realize, even if we don't realize it, but we know everything's good for us. We know kol David rachman ulatav avid. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's in charge, even for the tzaras. Even for the tzaras, right? We say in Alanisim, Alanisim yala perkam al gvuros v'al teshuos v'yala milchamos. What do we thank Hashem for the war for? Right? Don't give me the war and don't give me the geula. What's the answer? The answer is no. We thank God for Alam Chamos. We realize this is part of Jewish history. The divine hand is leading history towards the right direction. So we thank God for Baruch Hu even for the Melchama. And that's what the, he quotes for early from the Beis Halevi. It's really Beis Halevi, Parsha B'Shalach. The Chiyav Ashira Eino Rak Al HaTeshua El Agam Al HaTzara Should Be Beladeh Lo Shayach Klal Yeshua V'Yishchova Hoda Al HaShibud Shehu Hechsher HaGeula Kemo Al HaGeula Atzma. That's what we say. Odecha Ki Ani Sani V'Tehilu Lishua. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the Inu. We might not understand it. B'Zvat HaZeh we say Dayan HaEmes. We make a bracha. It's a different bracha because we don't understand how it might be in our best interests, but we still make a bracha when it happens, because we're Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. So that's the Al HaMelchamos, that is Otsa Ki Ani Sani, and that's the pashas of this Gemara. There are three b'chayvim. Al Kol Perek v'Perek, Al Kol Tzar v'Tzar, Ula Kishenig Olin, we are say it Al Geula San. Okay. And finally, the third point on this line of the Gemara, and that is the last two words of Rashi the Rashbam. That Rashi that we just read on top. So we say it for every geula that we are saved from. Kigon, what does the Rashi say? Chanukah. Out of all the examples that you could have given, Chanukah we say, of course we say Hallel on Chanukah, that's true. Why do they specifically pick that as the model for, as the model for how. So this is a Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav writes on the Rambam in Hilchas Charika, where the Rambam writes in Parag Gimel, as I mentioned before, all Hallel, the Rambam says, all the Hallels we say the whole year, the 80 days we say Hallel, is a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. That's the Rambam Shita. V'lo Hallel Shal Chanukah Bovad, Midevrei Sofrim, Ela Kriyas Hallel La'olam, V'chol Hayamim Shagomaren Es HaHallel. That's the Shita of the Rambam. If you look at the Magen Mishnah there, the Magen Mishnah makes a Chilek. He says, because look at this, look at the Ar Gemara. It says, Nevi'im Shebineim Tiklu Hallel, I'll call Tzarash and Nigalin Mimena. Avala Amro B'yamim Kivuim Midevreim Hu. The Magen Mishnah has a Chilek between a pure Din D'Rabbanan of Hallel and a Midevrei Kabbalah, based on Psukim Din of Hallel. The 18 days that you say it, that we say it on Sukkot, on the first days of Pesach, and on Shavuos, all of those, that is Midrabanan. But, says the Magen Mishnah, Hallel al kol tzara shenig'olin mimena, that's Divrei Kabbalah already. That's a different kind of Hallel. What does that mean here? So says the Brisker Rav, and it's quoted by a number of Mefarshim on Yoni Pesach. There are really two kinds of Hallel that we say throughout the year. And it's even the roots of this is really based on that Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud, which you mentioned in the past, where the source for Hallel is. There's a Hallel which is called Hallel. Well, let's go back for a minute. There's a Rav Haigon. There's a Rav Haigon at the end of Maseches Pesachim, which we're getting to now. Why don't we say a bracha on the Hallel at the Seder? Answer Rav Haigon. We start saying, we say it in Shul. Okay, it's a bit of. But let's say there is no bracha at the Hallel at the Seder. So why don't we say a bracha at the Hallel at the Seder? A. Other questions that one might ask, the Rav Haigon didn't ask, why do we sit down for that Hallel? Why don't, every other Hallel, the Hallel of the year, we stand up? Hallel Bamida. Shulchan Aruch says Hallel Bamida. Why do we sit down for that Hallel? How can we break up that Hallel? This Hallel breaks all the rules and regulations of other Hallels. How is this possible? Says Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, why don't we make a bracha? This is his lashon. She'ein anu korin oso betoras korin ela betoras omer shira. Says Rav Haigon, there are two kinds of Hallel. There's a Kriyas HaHallel, and there's a Shiras HaHallel. What's the difference? There are certain times of year where Chazal said, because of the Kedushas Hayom of today, that must be reflected in a mitzvah of Hallel. There's a mitzvah to say Hallel today. There's a mitzvah to say Hallel, that's a Hallel B'Torah's Kriya. So you have to say Hallel. You say it with a bracha, you say it standing. Chazal told you to say this Hallel. That's one type of Hallel. But then there's another type of Hallel, says Rav Haigon, B'toras Shira, singing Hallel. What's that? That's Hallel B'Shas Hanes. That's Hallel when you're saved from a certain tragedy, you're saved from a certain sorrow, then you sing Hallel as a spontaneous outpouring of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't say a bracha on there. Why? In the Rav Soloveitchik's words, that would be formalizing this Hallel when it's supposed to be a spontaneous outpouring of your feelings for Hashem. By the end of Magid, we're in a state where we're supposed to feel as if we left. So we jump into Hallelujah. We just start saying Hallelujah. We can't stop ourselves. That's the Hallel B'Torah Shira, says Rav Haigon. That's specifically what happened. That's why there's no bracha. That's why he said sitting. That's why all the rules are broken. It's not a formal mitzvah of saying Hallel. But this is a spontaneous outpouring of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different kind of Hallel. That, the Magen Mishnah says, that's even a more serious kind of Hallel. Midivrei Kabbalah. That's based on Psukim. Divrei Kabbalah is similar to a Daraisa. And that is what the Brisker Rav here says. That even the Rambam might agree that even though the Hallel of the days of Yontif is Drabanan, when it comes to Hallel, B'Shas HaNeis, that is Divrei Kabbalah, and that is much stronger. He says, Hallel zeh, Hallel trei dini yisnebuhu. Diyesh Hallel shedino sh'omer moso b'toras omer shira. Kamo Hallel shalol psachim. So how often do we have this Hallel B'Shas HaNeis? Only twice a year. We have it on Leil Pesach. Right in the morning of Pesach, we say Hallel B'Toras Kriya. Then the night of Pesach, we say Hallel B'Toras Shira. And Chanukah. Chanukah. That's Chanukah here. That's the Hallel we're talking about in this Gemara. We're talking about it says, I'll call Perek B'Perek. That's the Hallel B'Toras Kriya. But then it says, I'll call Tzar V'Tzara in the Geula. That's B'Toras Shira. That's Chanukah. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says, the only Hallel we say as a Do'oraisa the whole year is Chanukah. Maybe he doesn't talk about the one on the night of the Pesach. It's a Chanukah is the Derabban and Yontif. But it might be a Hallel D'Araisa. Because Hallel, as a Chiyuv that we have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once we've been through a Tzara, that Hallel can be D'Araisa, said the Chazam Sofer, and that's why Hallel B'Shas Chanukah is D'Araisa. When you do the mitzvah, this is his Lashon, when you do the mitzvah, you might be fulfilling the D'Rabbanan of saying Hallel on Chanukah. But if you go throughout Chanukah without saying any Hallel, you have violated the Chiyuv d'Oraisa of Hallel B'Shas HaNes. That's the language of the Chassam Sofer. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, maybe according to this, there shouldn't be a halal, shouldn't be a bracha, it should be spontaneous, unless you say that it's double, really. Because yes, there was halal b'shas aneis, but there also there's some type of chalos hayom which Chazal added on and said you should say it, right? Based on that Gemara in Shabbos where it says l'shana acheres kavum liyam tovim b'halal v'halda. So it could be if they wouldn't have done anything, we would have left it. There would be no bracha in a chinami. Okay, so that's all a little discussion of Hallel. Oh, just one other ha'ara that related to this. And that is the Emek Bracha, Talmud of Reb Chaim. The Emek Bracha says, why don't we say Hallel anyway on a Nes of Hashem? What's Hashem does Teva also. So why don't we say Hallel every day? You know, because it relates to, we spoke about in Meshachach and Pashat B'chukos, I also asked this question. What's the difference between Teva and Nes? We say Hallel Hashem, you split the Yam, Hallel you, Hashem you did this, you brought the Makkos. Hashem made the sunrise. The sunrise this morning. Hashem caused us, Baruch Hashem, to be able to wake up and breathe. So what? We're like only saying Hallel for only something. That we know that everything Hashem does is in the same category. No change from Hashem's point of view. So what's the difference? Why do we say Hallel by one and not the other? It says the Emek Bracha, beautiful. This is in Hallel al Hanes in his discussion of Purim. He says Hallel. There are two aspects. There's something called Hatavas Hashem and something called Gvuros Hashem. Hatavas Hashem means Hashem is being good for people. Hashem is giving good to people. That's mechayev halal. That's mechayev shevach. It's mechayev praise. That's psuki de zimra. We have mechayev to say psuki de zimra every day because of hatavas Hashem. Gvuros Hashem, the greatness of God, which is seen by the world. That's hatava and gvura. That's mechayev halal together. We know there's hatavas Hashem always. But Gvuras Hashem, which is an open revelation that the world recognizes as an objective Yad Hashem, that's what's needed to be Mechayev Hallel. So of course we believe Teva and Neis, they're both from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to have recognition, but it's different recognitions. Hallel is specifically for Hatavas Hashem and Gvuras Hashem. That's his chiluk. Then he talks about the Neis of Purim, which might not have had Gvuras Hashem. So that's what the Gemara says, why do we say Hallel Purim? But that's his discussion there. Okay, we continue. Tanya, first medium line. End of the line. Tanya. Hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol tishbachos ha'amurus b'sefer Tehillim. All the praises that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, kulan David Amar. They're all said by David. Shene'emar, as it says, kalu tfilos David ben Yishai. Which the simple meaning means, David. These is the end of the praises of David ben Yishai. Al tikri kulo kalu ela kol elu. Kol really means kol elu. All these are the tefillos of David ben Yishai. So the Mashal here points out why are we darshaning this so delokip shuto. Kalu is kol elu, but if you're reading Tehillim, it kind of jars you. If you ever read through Tehillim, the end of Perek Ayin Beis, you have this pasuk that says, "Okay, this is where David HaMelech finishes." It's the middle of Tehillim. What's going on here? If it's true, if we should take this as pashup shot, this should be at the end of Tehillim. Kalu says this isn't even halfway. Kalu to David ben Yishai. What's this pasuk doing here? That's why the Marsha says, that's why Chazal Darshan, this is the Lokip Shuto. Because what's it doing here? It must mean something else. So it must be not Kalu, but Kol Elu. All of these, what's before, what's after, this is all based on the words of David Ben Yishai. That's why Chazal Darshan did the Lokip Shuto. Hallel Zemi Amru, so now we have a couple of other opinions. Who said Hallel? So we had before Nevi'im Shebeinahem, now we have other opinions. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar Bini Omer, Rabbi Yossi quotes his son, well my son Elazar says, Moshe Yisrael Amruha, B'shash Olam Enayam, B'chalukat Av Chaveira, but his friends were over and they argued with him. And they said, Lomar She David Amru. They said, no, it originated with David. But says Rabbi Yossi, V'nirin Dvarav Midivrayim, I think my son's right, his words appear more than theirs. Why? Two reasons, the Gemara says. Number one, Efshe Yisrael Shacht was Pescheyim, V'natul Loveim V'lo Amr Shira. Is it possible that only David said it? Meaning earlier in history, during all the Shechitos HaPsachim, they didn't say Shir, they didn't say Hallel? Can't be. They must have said Hallel earlier in history. They wouldn't have just been Shochet their Pesach, which the Mishnah spoke about earlier, all the different times that the Levim used to say the Hallel. They said it once, they said it twice, they never got to through the third time, they never got to Vahafti in the third time, the Mishnah said earlier. So it can't be that they went through so many Psachim without saying Shira, so it must have been sent earlier. Dover Acher, or another Pshat, why Rabbi Yossi thinks that it must have been said earlier in the time of Moshe and not in the time later of David. Pislo Shel Micha Omeid Bebechi, V'Yisrael Omer Mesahalel, Pesel Micha. stood in Bechi. That either is a place or just means Bechi. They were happy about having this Pesel. Yisrael Shed Shira. So that's a quick review of Pesel Micha. Where is Pesel Micha? The end of Sefer Shoftim has two stories, which took place at some point around that time in history. We're not sure exactly when it took place. First 17 prakim of Shoftim goes in order of all the Shoftim. And then the last five prakim, first two prakim are about Pesel Micha, which is an Avodah Zarah that was known as Pesel Micha in the tribe of Dan, which B'nai Yisrael, a whole Shevet followed, one of the tragic stories of Sefer Shoftim. It wasn't just Avodah Zarah generally, but a whole Shevet, the Farhesya, followed this Avodah Zarah. And then, of course, the last three prakim are Pilegesh Begiva. According to Chazal, those two stories happened much earlier. They really happened between Yoshua and Asniel ben Kenaz, the first Shofet. That's what Chazal assumed. The Radak and other Pashtanim tried to figure out how maybe it happened Kipshuto, after Shimshon, before Shmuel Hanavi came along. Either way, that was the story of Pesel Micha at that juncture in history. So, says the Gemara, it can't be that B'nai Yisrael, or David HaMelech, when Pesel Micha was Chai V'Kayim, it can't be that he started, it was Misakin Hallel in that time. Why? Because we say in Hallel, Kamoam Yiyoseyem Kol Asher Boteach Vahem. So they curse the of the Avodah Zarah. Says the Rashbam on the bottom. It can't be they said that pasuk at the same. They made up that pasuk at the same time that Pesel Micha is going strong. It can't be. Explains the Ben Yehoyada. If they had it hundreds of years ago already, and Moshe Rabbeinu made it up, okay, they don't change this. They don't really focus on the words. They've been saying it for hundreds of years, so they just say the whole Hallel. But to say that David HaMelech made up Hallel when there's a whole Shevet that's worshiping this Pesel, it can't be that he made up that. They wouldn't have said that pasuk. They wouldn't have cursed themselves. Says the Ben Yehoyada. So that's why it must be that it happened earlier. Yes.
Right. The song of praise
so the song of praise should be there. But again, this is Hallel. They said it as Yashir. They said it as Yashir earlier.
So
but who's?
But right.
Right. Who says they said Hallel though? They're not sure. But you're right. In Achinami, maybe it makes sense to say it at the time that these great nisim took place. There is the Ben Yehoyada has one other ha'ara, and that is there is a Chazal that Pesel Micha came out with then from Mitzrayim. Right, it wasn't a new Pesel that was made later on. It says that what the Rashi and Sanhedrin says, who was Micha? Where did Micha come from? Micha was from Nismaich, the one that was smushed. What's the Micha Nismaich? Mean that we know that Paro used to put the Jewish children, Rahman al-Islam, the Jewish boys, in as bricks into the walls that they were making. When they ran out of bricks, they used the children. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi goes to Sanhedrin, complained to Hashem. Hashem, how could this be? What's going on here? Hashem says, I can see that these people are going to cause terrible problems for Klal Yisrael. Test me. I dare you, says Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu took one out, and that ended up being Micha. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, Yehona's son, Ben Gershom, Ben Menashe, the Gemara says, which is really Moshe, the Nun is raised in the Navi, really he was the Levi that did the Avoda in Micha's house. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson that got involved. So he took one out, that was Micha, that was Nismai that was taken out. So the Chazal say though that Pesel Micha might have come with them. So what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu said it earlier? It's the same problem that David had, you know, earlier. So said the Ben Yehoyada, no, it wasn't an Avodah Zarah then yet. It wasn't public yet. It was they went to it for a truff. It was one of the truffim shebotchimbo to know the future, but they didn't use it mamish for an Avodah Zarah. Later on, when it's an Avodah Zarah, it is before Hesya. That's when it really got its status of Pesel Micha. Okay, let us continue. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shiras Nisish Bachos Amar David B'Sefer Tehillim. All the praises that David said, Rabbi Lazar Omer Keneged Atzma Amran. He said it regarding his own life. That's what the Tehillim is about. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Keneged Tzibur Amran. No, it was regarding Klal Yisrael. The Chachamim Omerim, Yishven Keneged Tzibur, Yishven Keneged Atzmo. Some relate to himself, some relate to the entire Tzibur. Ha'amurth Blashin Yachid Keneged Atzmo. What's said in singular is regarding himself. Ha'amurth Blashin Rabbi Keneged Tzibur. What's said in plural is Keneged the Tzibur. We know that Al-Pi Chazal, Tehillim was written by David, but it really encapsulates all feelings of B'nai Yisrael throughout history. There's the magic, the Baal HaTanya, I think, says that it's the only, every other type of limud, you don't really get schar unless you understand it. Now, if I read the Chumash, I don't understand it, I don't really get complete schar. But Tehillim has a magical power, David HaMelech implanted in it that you just say Tehillim. You have no idea what it means. There's still Koach, there's still magic. That's why we say Tehillim when davening for anything. We say Tehillim because it has special powers. David HaMelech implanted in the words that every situation the Klai Yisrael will ever be in is in the words of Tehillim. Nitzuach v'nigun la'asilavo. Whenever the phrase of Lam Natzeach, Nitzuach, or Nigun is used, that's referring to some event in the future. Maskil al yedei Turgamon. Maskil is something that David said through a Turgamon that was mafarsim his words. L'David Mizmar, which Be'ez Hashem we're going to say a little bit later for the Yom. L'David Mizmar, that phrase means Malame Shasharsa Alav Shechina V'Yachriach Amar Shira. It means first David got Hashrat Hashchina, that's L'David, to David he got Shechina, and then Mizmar, then he started to sing. Mizmar L'David, the opposite way, the opposite happened. Malame Shamar Shira V'Yachriach Sharsa Alav Shechina. First he said Shira, and then he had Hashrat Hashchina. Ulamercha, what does this teach me? That first he sang, meaning he was happy, and then he said Hashrat Hashchina. This is to teach me She'ena Shechina Shora Lo Mitoch Atzlus Lo Mitoch Atzvus. Shechina is not Shora because of sadness, laziness. Lo Mitoch Sok Lo Mitoch Kalos Rosh Lo Mitoch Dvar Betalim El Mitoch Dvar Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And Shechina has to have a certain Hashras Shechina, certain Shalvas HaNefesh. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Va'atuk Chuli Menagein. Bring me a singer, Bahaya Kenagin and Menagin, when the harpist player is on the harp. Atiyal Abriyad Hashem. When he was in a good mood, that's when he had the Yad Hashem on him. Right? This is Simchas HaMitzvah, a realization of Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful Lashon. Beautiful Lashon, and we're not going to read it, but if you look in the Archas Tzadikim, in Shar HaAhava, he talks about the connection of Ahava and Simcha. He talks about how it's an all-encompassing and all-consuming feeling that we're supposed to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah year. You only have Hashras Hashchina if one's in a mood. We know we can't think straight if we're angry. We can't think straight if we're sad. If somebody's happy and B'shalva and has Nachas Ruach, then he's in the mood to be able to get Hashras Hashchina. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, V'chein L'Dvar Halacha. Also for a Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha, somebody can only paskin properly if they are in a state of simcha. If somebody's angry or upset or some other moods, if something's bothering them, you can't think straight even in learning. Amar of Nachman, v'chein l'chalom tov. To have a good dream before you go to sleep, you have to be in a good mood. If you're in a bad mood, you're not going to have a good dream. That's what the Gemara says. The Chassam Sofer, though, says in Shabbos that chalom tov here doesn't mean tov, it means emes. If you want to have a true dream, whatever it is, you'll know what to daven for. It might not be good, but a true dream, you know what to daven for. That's what tov here means. It means good in that you'll be able to know what to daven for. Eini, is it really true that you're supposed to be happy, besimcha, to get Hashras Hashchina? V'em Rav Gidlom HaRab, Kol Tam, Rechach HaMeishu Lefnei Rabo. V'ein Sifsos of Notfos Mar, Techvena. Any Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips are not shaking, he's tichvana, he's going to get burns, meaning it's not a good thing. Shenemar, as it says, if so sav, shoshanim totafos mar over, al tikre shoshanim, el ashesh shonim, shoshanim kebi rech sheshonim that learn, al tikre mar over, el amar avar, bitter and worried. So you see, you're supposed to be nervous and scared when you're learning. So Lokasha, two answers. Number one, haba rabba haba tamida. Either the Rebbe could be besimcha, the tamidim have to be scared. One answer, vibayseima haba haba rabba. No, it's both about the Rebbe. The Lokasha, Habakabi the Pasach, Hadalabasa the Pasach. It depends, the beginning of this year, the middle of this year. In the beginning of this year, then you could be a little, getting slowly, as we're going to see in a minute. But the middle of this year, fire and brimstone. Kihad Rabba Kamakami the Pasach Lulu Rabbanan. Like Rabba used to open up the shir, Armar Milsa the Bidichusa. He always started off with a joke. He always started off with something lighter to get the Talmidim into it. He had an opener. Get an opener, as they teach us in rabbinic school. You need an opener to catch them. Usually when you give a drasha, you have about 23 seconds to catch them. If you don't catch them in those first 23 seconds, and Baruch Hashem here, I think I have a little bit more time, but that's you need an opener. So Rabbi had the opener, Mirzad V'dichusa. Ubatchu Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan laughed. Ulubasov, Yasid V'Eimsa, Upadah B'Shpaisa. Then they got scared, and they sat with Eim of a year. Tanu Rabbanan, back to the Halal discussion. Halal Zemiyamru, who said Halal originally? They said it. Heim Amru, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu. Hashem, not for us. Don't do it for us, do it for you. And they got an answer back from Shemayim. You're right. Lamani, Lamani, Asa. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for myself, says Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua v'Yisrael Amrua, really Yeshua said it, with Bnei Yisrael, B'shasha Amdu Alein Malchi Kanaan, when they defeated the 31 kings of Kanaan, Heim Amru Lolanu, they said Lolanu, Umeshiva V'chulu, and Ruach HaKodesh gave them the same answer. Blazer Amadai Omer, Dvorah Barak Amrua, Dvorah and Barak, the only Shofetes in history, Dvorah and Barak said it, B'shasha Amad Aleim Sisra, when Sisra stood upon them and they were defeated by Ya'el took care of Sisra and they defeated them. Heim amru lo lanu. They said lo lanu by Ruach HaKodesh v'yeshiva. Even though, again, we have a Shiras Dvora, which is something separate, but they also, according to this opinion, said halo. But Omer Slahem Lomani Lomani Yaseh. What about Azariah Omer Chizkiya Visiyato Amra? Later on in history, Chizkiya said it, Bishasha Amar Alam Sancherev. Right? When Sancherev stood around Yerushalayim, and overnight his general said, let's go conquer Yerushalayim. He says, oh, such a small city, don't worry, we'll do it tomorrow. And he went to sleep, and the next morning he woke up to find his 185,000 soldiers didn't wake up. And they were taken care of, and he did not get Yerushalayim. So maybe when Sancherev surrounded, Heim Amru Lo Lanu U'Meshiva V'Chulu. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chanem Shavazari Amru. Chanem Shavazari said it, B'Shash Amar Alem Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, when Nebuchadnezzar stood upon them, and they were saved. Heim Amru Lo Lanu U'Meshiva V'Chulu. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Mordechai V'Esther Amruha. They said it, B'Shash Amar Alem Haman HaRasha, Heim Amru Lo Lanu U'Meshiva. All the way back to the first opinion. Okay, all various opinions what the origin of halal is. Okay, so. It's okay. Does it mean that Esther and Halal, I mean, we don't know. So was all halal finished by the time when David and Melech died, or maybe just like there were things that were added from before, from Adam and Abraham and Moshe, maybe deal with these prakin that were added on afterwards. We're not sure. When the canonization took place, they put these in. Or does it mean that, you know, they made it famous? I don't know exactly what it means, but there is some specific connection of the Hallel to these people in history, according to these opinions. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about when it has the word Hallelujah at the end or at the beginning of a paragraph, a Tehillim, does that word halukah go with the previous paragraph or the next paragraph? Some prakim have two halalukas. So in the what we call the halalukas, there's a halalukah at the end of the previous one, at the beginning of the next one. But sometimes in Tehillim, you just have one. So where does it go? Amar Rav Chisda, halalukah besof pirka. Rav Chisda says whenever you have one, it really is connected to the previous parak. Rabbi Bar Avuna Amar Halua Bereish Pirka. It really belongs to the beginning. Praise Hashem with what follows. Amar Rav Chisda Chazin Alu Latila Debei Rav Chanan Bar Rav. I saw his Tehillim. V'ksibu Alua Be'Amsa Pirka. I saw it's written smack in the middle. Alma Mesafgalei. It must be that he's not sure. See, he wrote it right in the middle. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. V'Tehilas Hashem Yidarapi V'Yarkol B'Tashem B'Shal Yilom Ba'ed. The pasuk at the end of Ashrei. The Haluka the Basrei Reish Pirka. The Haluka after that is at the beginning of the following parak. Vanachnu is not part of the parak, right? That's not it, but there's a halukah at the end of that parak, the beginning of the halalukas, that goes with the next paragraph. Rasha yir'at v'ka'as, a Rasha sees and gets angry, shinav yacharok v'namas, his teeth melt, ta'avas v'sham toved, halukah t'basrei v'eshperka, the halalukah after that parak in Tehillim, really goes with the next parak. V'sha'om v'beit Hashem, Haluka the Basrei Reish Pirka goes with the next one. Karai Mosifin Afes Elu. People who reap Sukkim add on the following. Minacha B'derach Yisha Ki Yerem Rosh. Haluka the Basrei Reish Pirka. The Haluya after that paragraph goes with the next parak. Reish Eschach Ve'Yirat Hashem Seichel Tov L'Chol Oseihem. Haluka the Basrei Reish Pirka. Period. Neimek Katanai. Let's say this whole issue, whether a Haluka in between two prakim goes with the previous or the next, is really a Machlokas Tanai. Back into Maseches Brachos type of daf from here. At Heichan Hu Omer. So as we had in the Mishnah earlier, how much of Hallel does Beis Shammai say at the end of Magid before the meal? Beis Shammai Omerim Ad Eim Habanim Smecha. First paragraph of Hallel. Beis Hillel Omerim Ad Chalam Mishlamay Nomayim. Even the second paragraph of Hallel. B'Tanya Yidach, and we have a Brisa that says something similar but a little different. At Heichan Hu Omer Beis Shammai Omerim Ad Bitzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Beis Hillel Omerim Ad Lolan Hashem Lolanu. So look at the two shitas of Beis Shammai. Either until Eim Avadim Smecha, or B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So what's the difference between those two shitas? One word. Right, the Halukah in between. Eim Avadim Smecha, Halukah, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So Gemara says, what's this machlokas about? Why does one opinion say that Beis Shammai says, say till Eim Avadim Smecha, and the other one says, until B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So says the Gemara, my la b'haka miflagi. Aren't they arguing with the following? The one who says you go till Eim Habanim Smecha, that's because he leaves out the next word, because the next word, Halukas, really goes with the next paragraph. And the one who says that he says up to Betes Yisrael, so he includes the Halukah, so he holds the Halukah goes with the previous parak. So Is that what the machlokas is about? So the Gemara says no. Rav Chisda Matari Slatayim. Rav Chisda could explain it all according to his opinion. De Kule Alma Savri Halaluka Sof Perka. Everybody holds really the word Halaluka is going with the previous Perek. Manda Omar Ad Betis Yisrael Shapir. According to the one who says that Beis Shammai says up until Betis Yisrael, that works out fine. The Halaluka is included. Umanda Amar Ad Eim Habanim Smecha Ad the Ad Bichlal. According to the one who says no, you go up until Eim Habanim Smecha. It just means until, but including the next word. Ad the Ad Bichlal, even the word that I didn't mention yet. V'neima Ad Haluka, so why don't you just say Ad Haluka? That's really Ad V'Ad Bichlal, when you mention it. V'chitema Zlo Yadin and Hey Haluka. And if you want to say, oh, you can't just say till Haluka, because we wouldn't know which one is being referred to. So V'neima Haluka Shalim Amanim Smecha. So just say that. Kasha. Okay, we don't really have a good answer to that question, why you wouldn't say that. And we have a parallel. Rav Arafuna Matari Sotayme. And Rav Arafuna also could answer according to the other opinion. Everybody really holds, both Tanaim, that Haluka goes with the next parak. The one who says it goes, that you Beis Shammai says until Eim HaBanim Smecha, so that works out fine, the Haluka is with the next parak. It's up until and not including that word. So why don't you just say that up until Haluka, and you know it would not be included. And if you wouldn't know which Haluka is being referred to, I'll just say it beferish. Kasha. So again, we end up not having a good answer fully to each of the shitas explaining the brises. Okay, two dots. The Chosein beGeula said the Mishnah that we finish off Hallel, we finish off the Magid with Geula, with a bracha of Geula. Asher Ga'alanu, what we say? Amar Rava, Kriyashma v'Hallel Ga'al Yisrael. Kriyashma and the Hallel Pesach night ends off with Ga'al Yisrael every day. Slosa Go'el Yisrael. But in davening, in the bracha of Re'eva on Yenu, we don't say Ga'al past tense, we say Go'el Yisrael, Hashem who constantly redeems us. My time, and why do we switch it? To Rachmininu. Because we're davening. When we're davening, we don't talk about the past, we're also talking about the future. So we say, Goel Hashem, the one who constantly and hopefully redeems us more. Amr of Zerah, De Kiddusha, in Kiddush, and whenever we do mitzvahs, we say, Asher Kiddush Shano b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. De Tzlosa, in davening, we say, Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. My time, the Rachmininu. Again, because we are davening for Rachmim in Tefillah. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Vitzarech Sheyaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. Important line. One has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. What's the source? K'siv Hachal Mantizkar Hayom. Remember the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. V'k'siv Hasam Zachas Yom Shabbos Akasha. Right, Gzeira Shava between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's do two more lines and then we'll talk about this line. Amar Rabba, you know, no, let's stop here for a second. So it's an important Tosfos on top. We mentioned this all the way back in the middle of the Sechah Shabbos. Tosfos quotes the Maharam, who says that there's a Medrash that Bnei Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they had avodas parech. What about this parech? Hard work. Parech in Atbash. If you do parech Atbash, you switch around the letters, Aleph and Tav, Beis and Shin. Parech in Atbash comes out Vagal. Vav Gimel Lamed, which is Gematria 39. Says the Medrash that Bnei Yisrael had to do the 39 malachas in Mitzrayim. That was the Tavodas Perech. And as a zecher to that, that's why we don't do Lamites malachas on Shabbos, as a zecher that that's what we had to do, and that's what Hashem saved us from. In other words, there are three different sources, at least three, where do we get Lamites malachas from? The most famous one that we have, and the one that we hold of, is Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan, all that others that they did in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do in Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesem Beis. That's one. This is the second one, though. Second one, though, is this Medrash that says we did have all this Perech, which in Adbash, Gematria, is 39, and that is, we did that in Mitzrayim, so we don't do it in on Shabbos. There's a third, there's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, which says, a third one, and maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 39 Malachas, Kaviyachol. So as a zecher to that, on Shabbos we rest, and we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 39 malachas, so we also don't do 39 malachas. Those are three makoros for the 39 malachas of Shabbos. There is, though, a big discussion on this line. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayom. The simple understanding of this line is that it's talking about every Shabbos. You have to mention Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayom. Based on this, there's a major question of the Minchas Chinuch on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, you're Yotzei Kiddush in davening. You're yotze kiddush in davening, and that's why there's a whole discussion. When you come home from shul, you're only chayiv in kiddush drabanan. Your wife is chayiv in kiddush daraisa. What do you do? This whole discussion is our nashim included in our rebus. Whole labedic discussion of the Noda Yehuda and all the posts can get into the action. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, what are you talking about? Look over Friday night Shmon Esrei. We do not mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no Yitzias Mitzrayim in that Shmon Esrei. On a Yontif night, we mention Shmon Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But on, we'd say Ataki Dashta by Yechulu Elokin Elokev Aseinu. There's no Yitzias. So what are you talking about? You're not Yosei Kiddush yet. What does it say here? Tzarech Sheyaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim BeKiddush Hayom. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? The Minchas Chinuch leaves him Tzarechian.
He says
he's wrong. He says he's not. He says Tzarech. He says Apiza Ani Tama Ala Achronim Ayn Magen Avraham etc. You're not Yotzei Lo Yatsa Af Min HaTorah. Forget the whole Kiddush of if the Rabbanan tell you to do a Daraisa in a certain way, you're not Yotzei if you don't do that. No, you're not even Yotzei Daraisa here. You didn't mention Yitzchias Mitzchias Mitzrayim. So the Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph quotes this. He quotes this. Reisi Lo is a big discussion beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, "Vishamati shebesefer Minchas Chinuch hifli ma'od al ze." Mami, he didn't have a Minchas Chinuch. He says, "Shamati that the Minchas Chinuch asked this kasha." Says the Chavetz Chaim. He gives three answers which he notes are dachuk. Maybe he only means this chiyuv is only drabanan. Maybe it means when you say Hashkivenu and Gal Yisrael, that's kind of connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Or he says, or once you say, because at the end he says, "Bikomakom l'dina tzarech iyan." He doesn't like any of his answers. But this is a big tzarech iyan on the Magen Avraham. So I did see one answer. That's the Torah Tzmima. Torah Tzmima on this pasuk suggests that maybe if you look at the pasuk, the whole context that we're talking about here is Pesach. Maybe the whole dinner of Elazar ben Yaakov is dafka Pesach night. Tzarech sheyaskir yitzias mitzrayim bekiddush hayom. Don't say Shabbos. That's what Rashi, Rashbam, everybody assumes. Maybe the Magen Avraham assumes that it's Pesach dafka. Pesach you have to have zechir yitzias mitzrayim, but not regular Shabbos. This is, maybe that's what the Magen Avraham understood. That's the Torah Tzmima's own suggestion. He said, "Ani tama mi leila rabosenu that I dehu ayri beinyan Shabbos." He says maybe he's only linyan Pesach. That's his suggestion to try to defend the Magen Avraham. Okay. Now let's continue. The Amar Rabba, first wide line. Amar Rabba Bar Sheila, the Slosa Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. In davening, you use the language of Matzmiach Keren Yeshua at the end of the bracha of David HaMelech, Da'aftarta Magin David. At the end of the Haftorah, we use the bracha of Magin David. David is our shield. V'yasisi lach, Shem Gadol K'Shem Hagdolim. David HaMelech is told that he's going to become a great person, great name, like the name of the great people. Tani Rav Yosef, Zeush Omer Magid David. This is what it means, Magid David. Okay, famous lines. We don't have too much time to talk about this, but famous line. Omer Shem Elakish. Rashi quotes this. V'eschal Goy Gadol. Rashi Elech Lecha quotes this Gemara. I will make you a great nation. Hashem tells Avraham, Zeush Omer Melkei Avraham. V'avarechacha, I will give you a bracha. Zeush Omer Melkei Yitzchak. V'agav L'Shemecha, I will make your name great. Zeush Omer Elokei Yaakov. Yachu Yechosman Bekulan. You might think that you're going to finish the bracha with all of them. You're not allowed to finish a bracha with more than one thing. But you might have thought that you end off with all of them. Magen Ha'avos. Tamaloma Veye Bracha. No, you will be a bracha. Bechachosman. Bechachosman Bekulan. Bechachosman. We end off Magen Avraham. Hopefully, if we have time, when we get to the Mishnah, we'll talk about that a little bit. A lot. Look at Baj Lech Lecha. Every one of the Darshanim speak about this Gemara, Ayin Sham. Amar Rava, Ash Kachtinu, L'Savit Pumpadisa, V'yasvi V'kamri. I found the elders of Pumpadisa, they did the following. Bishabsa, Bein B'Slosa, Bein B'Kiddusha, on Shabbos, in Davening or in Kiddush, they said, Mekadisha Shabbos. B'Yom Atava, on Yantif, Bein B'Slosa, Bein B'Kiddusha, Mekadisha Shav Azmanim. And on Yantif, they used the Lashon Mekadisha Shav Azmanim. In other words, what we do. Right, the bracha on Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos, bench in everything, in Kiddush and in Davening, and in Anyantiv it's always Mekadesh HaShabbos Azmanim. V'yamina luhuana, but Rava says, I thought differently. I thought Adarabba, the opposite, did slows up, Davening, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yabatava. In Davening you should always say Mekadesh Yisrael, even on Yantif. B'Kiddusha, on Kiddush, then you could split. B'Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, B'Yabatava, Mekadesh HaShabbos Azmanim. Why? Now he explains the reasons. I'm going to explain my reasons and their reasons. The reason for saying Mekadesh Yisrael, according to the reason for the Savi to Pupadisa is Shabbos, tikviya v'kayma Shabbos, which is set, which is made by Hashem, bein b'tzvosa, bein b'kedusha m'kadesh Shabbos. You just say, Hashem who sanctifies Shabbos. Yom Tava, the Yisrael who tikvay lei, tikvay abri yachiv v'kavay l'shani, but Yantif, which b'nei Yisrael make, they set the calendar of the months and the years, m'kadesh Yisrael v'hazman. That's the svar for us, that's the svar for the elders of Pumbedisa. Taima didi, what's my reason? Slosa davening deberabim isa, which is always on behalf of the tzibur, is always done b'tzibur mekadesh Yisrael. So you have to mention b'nei Yisrael because you're talking about all the Yisrael doing something. So even on Shabbos, you say, I'm sorry, yeah, even on Yantif, you say mekadesh Yisrael. Kiddush to be yachid isa, but kiddush that you can make biyachid individually, b'Shabbos, b'Kadosh HaShabbos, b'Yantif, b'Kadosh Yisrael, b'Hazman. So he has a split within Kiddush, and on Davening he always says, in Davening he thinks you should always say, b'Kadosh Yisrael, b'Hazman. But then they ask, go back to him, b'Lowi, that's not true. Slosa b'Yachid Milesa, the Kiddush of the Barabbim Milesa, what, Davening is always b'Yachid. You could Daven Davening is always b'Tzibur, you could Daven b'Yachid. Kiddush is always b'Yachid, you can make Kiddush in Shul. Right, it's not lav dafka. So therefore, you can't say the difference is sibur and yachid. The Rava savar zil baser ikar. Rava said no. You go by the ikar. Most of the time, davening is b'tzibur and kiddush is b'yachid. So you have that chil. Now the Gemara is going to prove that Rava changed his mind. Ula barav nachas kamei de Rava. Amr kesavi de Pumbedisa. Ula went in front of Rava and he said like the elders of Pumbedisa, meaning like what we do. V'lo amar le v'lo midi, and Rava didn't say anything. Alma hadabe Rava. It must be that Rava retracted his statement. Rav Nassan avua de Rav Huna bere de Rav Nassan nachis kamei de Rav Papa. He was the chazin. Amar kasavi de Pumbedisa v'shimchi Rav Papa. Rav Papa was also happy about it. He also liked that opinion. Amar Ravina ana ikla l'sura kamei de Mareimar. I was in Sura in front of Mareimar v'nachis kamei shlucha de Tzibura, and there was a chazin v'amar kasavi de Pumbedisa, and he said like the elder of Pumbedisa v'avim mishaski lekuli ama. The whole shul was about to jump on him and say that's wrong. Amar lahu and Rav and Mareimar though said shavkua quiet holchus kasavi to Pumbedisa. He said no, he's doing right. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim on Yantif and Mekadesh Shabbos on Shabbos. V'lo havi mishaskilei. So therefore they stopped and they did not quiet him down because that's what we hold. Just one thought. We have a minute. Just one thought. I heard. B'shem the Chavetz Chaim, and that is why b'cha chosman. Why dafka Avram Avinu? There's a lot written on this. I once heard that we know that there's a social dharma ha'olam omeid, or kayam, two different gisos in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So said the Chafetz Chaim, throughout history, you know, we can't do Torah perfectly anymore, we don't have all the great minds that we once had, we can't have the commitment that we once had, we do our best, but our Torah is not perfect, it's not complete. Our Avodah, for sure, is not complete. We don't have the Karbanos, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so our Avodah is not complete. Our Chesed, our Gemilas Chasadim, can be perfect though. The Jews' Gemilas Chesed, our Chesed, is just as great as Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chesed. It's just as great as Chesed that we did 500 years ago. That is unparalleled. It is known as Katnu Hadoros when it comes to a Jew's Chesed. All the Chesed programs that we see all around our community. B'chach Osman, Avraham Avinu, I see throughout history that Elokei Avraham, Avraham is Chesed. Yitzchak symbolizes Avodah. He was at the Akedah. Yaakov is Torah. Ishtam Yosheb Ohalim. But Avraham Avinu, I see in the future, b'chach Osman. Don't worry, even though you're not going to have perfect Torah, even though you're not going to have perfect Avodah, before Mashiach comes, b'chach Osman, regarding your Midah, the Midah of Chesed, that's what's going to bring the Yeshua and have the schus of Klal Yisrael to have Mashiach. So b'chach Osman, so we can be proud that our Chesed is unparalleled and is equal to all the Chesed that's been done by Jews throughout history. And we can work on the other two. We can work on the other two and hopefully make it as good as best as we can. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was Zecher Nishmas, Yisrael, Issa ben Tzion, ben Yaakov. Okay, somebody's got to press stop here. Here, how to go. Zecher Nishmas, Yisrael, Issa ben Tzion, ben Yaakov. Just walked in.
Michelle, when's the yard sale? What day?
Wednesday.